Evening, Telly Tuners. We have a very special episode tonight. You are listening to Telly Tunes on WIUX B-Side Radio. Today we have a very special guest. It's my friend and roommate, Katie.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm a design student at IU, and I'm Chloe's roommate, as she said. And I'm so excited to be here. BoJack is my favorite show. Sorry, was that a spoiler?
No, it's okay. Yeah, we are doing a BoJack episode today. So yeah, we're very excited. I'm just very excited to be here. The first song is a kind of emo song. The show, which we'll get into, has some kind of darker theme. So to kind of start off, we're going to play Bleed American by Jimmy Eat World. That was Bleed American by Jimmy Eat World, and you are listening to Telly Tunes on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. To talk about the show we are doing today, we are doing BoJack Horseman. It is a cartoon series on Netflix that follows a very troubled horse named BoJack.
You are not supposed to like him.
No, not at all.
If you do, I'm sorry.
If you do, we're concerned for you. If you like him, probably say...
If he's your favorite character, you might need to reflect.
Yeah, yeah. He is a washed-up TV star. He was in a sitcom in the 90s, and now he's just kind of lost. But the show has a very fun cast of other characters, all his friends. You got Diane, who is his ghostwriter of his book.
Yes.
And then Mr. Peanut Butter, who's her husband. And then Princess Caroline, his manager, and
my favorite.
Yes,
Todd!
Todd! Todd Chavez.
He is my favorite character.
Oh, yeah.
He's just so silly and so happy all the time. He's BoJack's best friend. He just sticks by his side the whole time. Should he? No, but he does.
But he's loyal. He's a sweetie.
He is.
I love him so much.
He just says the craziest things. It's my favorite.
He's so funny. And the show kind of has a format where it's like BoJack will have a very serious, very sad arc, and then Todd will be doing something so, so funny.
My favorite is his big bag of kettle
big
corn.
Big bag of kettle corn!
On his throne. What, drone throne?
Drone throne. So yeah, the show, if you've never watched it, definitely go watch it. But that's what we're going to be talking about today. It's very funny. It's a mix of funny and serious.
Very serious. It gets very serious.
Yes. This next song is picked by Katie.
Oh, yeah. I picked A Horse With No Name by America and George Martin. I picked this song because it is actually in the show, and it's at a very pivotal point for BoJack. He doesn't know what he's doing next in life, and I think that song really reflects that for him. So, yeah. A Horse With No Name.
Part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of love.
A Horse With No Name by America.
Is that the right name?
Is yeah, that's right. American George Martin. Yep,
American
right.
George Martin. Okay. I messed up a little bit. So we already talked about our favorite characters. And if you're just tuning in, this is Teletoons on WAUX Internet Radio. We're talking about BoJack Horseman. And yeah, Katie said our favorite character is Todd Chavez.
Todd Chavez is 100% my favorite character.
Yeah.
And who's your favorite character?
He's also my favorite character.
Okay, yeah, yeah. He is just so fun. He's so funny. He's nice to everyone.
Yeah. He's really, like, he's very silly, but he's also, like, really weirdly smart.
Yeah,
and no one,
I agree.
No one knows that he's smart, but I think he knows that he's smart.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, I love him so much.
He's very spacey. He doesn't really know what's going on most of the time, and I really relate to that.
No, real, real. Okay, so what character do you think you are, like, in the show?
In the show, I want to say Todd, but mm-hmm. I might be Diane.
That's so real. That's so real.
I feel like she's just, something's always wrong.
No, because
she's always got something to complain about.
She's always, yeah, she's always complaining.
She's very much a people pleaser, I think.
Yeah.
She doesn't really ever stand up for herself.
Yeah, but she'll stand up for other people.
Yeah.
Which I love about her.
Can I say who I think you are?
Yeah.
I think you are Diane.
Thank you. Thank you.
She's very smart and, like, passionate about what she does. And that reminds me of you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, 100% I am her. Maybe not a good thing. She's my Letterboxd profile picture if you follow me on Letterboxd.
That's so cute.
I feel like that says a lot about me. Yeah. But
who do you think
also,
I am? Sorry.
I think you have Todd. I think you're a mix of Todd and Diane. Who I want to be, like, who I aspire to be, is Princess Carolyn.
Oh, same.
Like, she's the goal.
We could never, though.
Like, she's the blueprint. Princess Carolyn is BoJack's manager. She is a pink cat. So the show has humans and animals, like, that coexist.
Oh, yeah,
in this
we
universe.
Should explain that.
Yeah. And there's a lot of funny puns with them being animals. But yeah, Princess Carolyn, her whole thing is she's like, she always lands on her feet. And she's just this, like, it's called Hollywoo because BoJack stole the D.
Stole the D
in
for
the
Diane.
Hollywood sign.
So romantic.
It really is.
Not really.
But yeah, this next song I'm going to play is about also one of my favorite characters. She has kind of a very sad storyline if you've seen the show. It's Sarah Lynn. If you see the show, she does not have a happy ending. So spoiler alert, Sarah Lynn does pass away. We love her.
It's probably the saddest episode on the show. It is so heartbreaking.
It really is. This song is not heartbreaking. This song is fun. So she is a pop star, and she kind of has, like, a Britney kind of Spears thing going on. And I picked a kind of newish pop song by this artist I really like that I thought kind of had the vibe of kind of her music that she shows in the show. So this is XX by Ryan. Wait. XX by Rina Sawa. Rina Sawayama. Yeah.
Alexis, Calabasas, I deserve it. Call me crazy, call me selfish, I'm the baddest. And I'm worth it. Give me just a little bit, little bit. Only on my, I don't wanna hear. Only one, only on my. Give me just a little bit. Only on my. Oh my, I don't wanna. that's left the cemetery.
Was XX. I'm not gonna try to pronounce her name again. No, I am.
You got this.
Rina Sawayama.
Wait, that was perfect.
If you listen to the show, it is a theme where I pronounce things wrong. I'm just bad at it.
Are you talking to her specifically?
No, I'm just talking to everyone. Like, because I feel bad because we did a Freaks and Geeks episode a while back and I said, what did I say?
I said the bees geese
instead of the bee gees. So.
It's okay.
But
we
yeah.
know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
So
anyway.
If you're tuning in, this is Teletoons on WIUX Internet Radio. We are doing a BoJack episode. And yeah, this next song is chosen by Katie.
So I picked New Person, Same Old Mistakes by Tame Impala. And I really love this song. I love this album. It's amazing. I picked this song specifically because it really reminds me of BoJack and how he really just can't get it together. He is the same person making the same mistakes over and over and over again. All six seasons, just the same mistakes. He just does not care about anyone else. Yeah,
and you really, like, want him to be better. Like, you want to like him because he wants to be a good person,
yeah.
But he just can't.
He tries.
He does try.
Kind of.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
And I do feel like the times when he tries, he doesn't, like, know how. Like, he just doesn't know how. So even if he's trying, he makes him being a good person also about him.
Oh, absolutely. And everything has to be about him. And I think that's kind of the huge theme throughout the show is that BoJack only cares about himself.
Yeah.
Even after he goes to rehab and he gets out of rehab, before he even leaves rehab, he's already ruined somebody else's life. Like, he made his literal therapist relapse. Like, it's insane how
it is
he
insane.
Just repeats himself over and over and over again. That's why I picked this song.
So this is New Person, Old Mistakes by Tame Impala.
feel like a brand new person.
New Person, Same Mistakes by Tame Impala. And that was one of Katie's songs that she picked.
It was. I love that song. Also, quick little shout out to my dad. He's listening from Virginia. Thanks, Dad.
We love Jason.
We do love Jason.
Can I say his name?
I say it.
He is probably our farthest listener, probably in Teletoon's history.
I think so.
That's crazy.
That's so exciting.
It is exciting. This next song is by Paramore, one of my favorite artists. And it kind of has a very similar theme. A lot of songs that I picked are about BoJack. Normally I do a variety of like, this song is about this character, but I feel like he's just such a complex character.
It's called BoJack Horseman.
It's his show.
It's all about him, and he wants it to be like that.
I know. I mean, how do you think he would feel if he knew that there was a show about him? Like, it would go to his head. Like, that would be crazy.
His brain would explode. He would love it so much.
This song, I just feel like, perfectly encapsulates who he is as a person. So this is Big Man, Little Dignity by Paramore. Was Big Man, Little Dignity by Paramore. Yeah, I was just telling Katie how much I love Paramore and how I have to meet Hayley Williams before I die.
I think you will.
Thank you.
I'm praying for you.
Thank you. I think I will too. I sure hope so. Yeah, so that's just kind of, that song was kind of with the theme of the show of how he's just kind of not a good person.
Really all about himself.
Yeah.
We've said that a lot.
Yeah.
But that's really his biggest thing is just he is the biggest narcissist in the entire world.
Yeah.
He has a painting of himself looking at himself in the back in the back of his room.
Yeah. Self-absorbed, self-centered, has to be the center of attention. Yeah, I really narcissistic. That's him.
So the next song that we're gonna do is Rehab by Amy Winehouse. I love Amy Winehouse so much. I picked this song because I feel like it's really how BoJack felt. Because so many times they asked him, they told him, get some help, go to therapy, rehab, something, and nope, no, no, no. And that's really how I feel about this song. So we're gonna do Rehab by Amy Winehouse.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab. I won't go.
That was Rehab by Amy Winehouse. We love her.
We really do.
Yeah, so kind of going in order, we're kind of telling a little bit of the story. So yeah, this next song is also picked by Katie.
Yeah, so I picked After Rehab, Sober by Childish Gambino. I like just kind of going through the story of BoJack, and now we're at the sober phase.
Yeah, sober now.
That's the thing.
Rehab was supposed to be a fresh start.
That is my favorite. That is actually during a really sad monologue, but people like clip that and put it to like funny things. If you've ever seen those videos, there's so many like audios and like funny things that I think people don't realize are from the show, like on TikTok and stuff.
And they're from very sad moments in the show too.
it's just
cut out of context, and it's so funny to me. My favorite is Sober Now,
which is not when he was sober.
He was not sober at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is Sober by Childish Gambino.
And now that it's over, I'll never be sober. I couldn't believe, but now I'm so your problem, 'cause I know it's hard sometimes, baby, just give it some time. Oh honey, now girl, we can solve them if you'll just give me some time. I can open up your mind if you let it shine. You can free your mind, 'cause I know. Yeah.
was Sober by Childish Gambino.
A little bit more on that song, why I picked it. I just wanted to point out that it is a breakup song, and BoJack, he has a few love interests in the show. He never really cares about them. They break up. It doesn't really matter to him. They're heartbroken, but to him it means nothing because people don't mean anything to him. But there is one person in the show he cares about, and that's Hollyhock, who is his supposed daughter slash is actually his sister. And so I picked that song because of that, because it, spoilers again, at the end of the show she kind of breaks it off with him, says she doesn't want him in his life in her life anymore, and that song really reminds me of it because that's also when he relapses. So
that's so sad.
That's why I picked that song.
Yeah, I mean that's very well thought out, and I love Hollyhock. She is a very like sweet character.
She really is,
and I feel like she's one of the few like teenagers in the show, and as a teenage girl I feel like she actually is portrayed really well.
I agree.
I mean, she's also a horse, but like I do think they portray her really well. I love her. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
she's one of my faves.
I feel really bad for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and speaking about favorite characters, we talked about Diane and how we both relate to Diane.
Yeah.
And now I really, 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 really relate to Diane. The things about her, okay, I'm going to explain a little bit about I'm very much like her. So she is a writer. I'm also a writer. And she is a ghostwriter for BoJack's novels, his book. And she also writes some other books, and then she works on a blog. And it's like, and then she has this whole period of time where she like wants to work on this book of essays about her life. And she has like a whole breakdown about it because she finds it really difficult. And I've tried to write about my life before, and it's hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
But... So I really just, there's so many points whenever she talks about that I relate to. She's also very awkward. She's very shy. She struggles with mental health. Like there's so many things where it's like, yeah, that's me. She's also, I think she can be really funny, but like,
I think one of my favorite moments is actually like when her and BoJack first meet.
Yeah.
And she's like, what does she say? She's like, you're at a party, Diane, compliment the host. You have a lovely home. It's one of my favorites.
That is so me. One thing about her that is kind of sad is, and it's kind of her storyline kind of throughout the show, she starts the show being married to Mr. Peanut Butter, who is a dog. That's his name. That's why his name is Mr. Peanut Butter. And they have kind of, they're this kind of couple where you're like, that doesn't really make sense. Like, should they be together?
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt, but it's not, even though she's a human, it's very cat and dog relationship, in my opinion. It's very black and white. Like, mm-hmm. They're very much yin and yang. They don't really mix together at all.
Yeah, they're very different. And when they get married, she, I think, feels kind of trapped in this kind of housewife role, even though that's not who she is and that's not her identity at all. So I picked this song to kind of talk about that. So this is Me and My Husband by Mitski.
I steal a few breaths from the world for a minute, and then I'll be nothing forever, and all of my memories and all of the things I have seen will be gone, with my eyes, with my body, with me, but me. Together.
That was Me and My Husband by Mitski. I love Mitski.
I do too.
I've seen a lot of people do edits of her, like edits of Diane to Mitski songs.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the sadder ones. That was a more upbeat one.
I see a lot of very sad Diane TikTok
edits. But she does, I think she kind of finds who she is at the end and has a high kind of, she has a very happy ending actually.
She really does. I love her character development throughout the show. She completely like changes, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Like she really finds herself throughout the show and I love it. I love watching it.
I love her so much.
I think my last song is going to be California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas. I picked this song because they are, obviously, they're in California, they're in LA, and I feel like you see throughout the show a lot of actors, a lot of writers, people aspiring to live the California dream, and so I think that really fits with the theme of the show.
California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas. We have one last song for you guys. This song is kind of an upbeat song, maybe to get you awake for the rest of your evening. This is in one of our favorite episodes. What is the episode called? Is it called like Stupid Piece of Shit?
Yes.
Is that,
yeah. Stupid Piece of Shit.
That's the name of the episode. This is just kind of his mindset.
It's his inner monologue of everything he's doing throughout the day, and he just, everything he does, he's just mad at himself for it.
Yeah.
And he should be, because he's bad.
This is Blood in the Cut by Kay Flay.
The boy I love's got another girl. He might be fucking her right now. I don't have an apartment. Thought if I was smart, I'd make it far, but I'm still at the start. Guess I'm contagious. It'd be safest if you ran.
fuck, that's what they all just end up doing in the end. Take my car and paint it black, take my arm, break it in half. Say something, do it soon, it's too quiet in this room. I need noise, I need the buzz of a sub, need the crack of a whip, need some blood in a cup. I need noise, I need the buzz of a sub, need the crack of a whip, need some blood in a cup. I need blood in a cup, I need blood in a cut. Met back up with the boy I love, cried on the streets of San Francisco. To be okay, so my friends can't see my heart in the blender. And lately, I've been killing all my time, reading through your messages, my favorite way to die. Take my head and kick it in, break some bread for all my sins. Say a word, do it soon, it's too quiet in this room. I need noise, I need the buzz of a sub, need the crack of a whip, need some blood in the cup. I need noise, I need the buzz of a sub, need the crack of a whip, need some blood in the cup. I need blood in the cup, I need blood in the cup.
Blood in the Cut by Kay Flay. This has been Teletoons on WAOX B-Side Radio, and this was our BoJack episode.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on. I had a great time.
I had a great time too. I love to have you. I love to having you. Yeah, thank you for listening, and tune in next week at 7 p.m. See ya.
See ya.